Unapologetic. Talk Radio 570 KVI. Touch me now.
Quick as a flash, you disappeared into. Back we are, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Earlier this morning, a wonderful conversation with a longtime friend, Seattle Seahawk legend, Hall of Fame football player Steve Largent, joined me to talk about the Coach Joe Kennedy case. It turns out that Steve Largent had spoken up loudly and clearly and pervasively in favor of Coach Kennedy when he came under fire for leading a prayer. Actually, just he would go to midfield after every game and say a quiet prayer. He didn't tell the players to join him. It's something that at first he would go out and do by himself. And then players saw what he was doing, and they asked if they could join him. Then other players saw, and then you had sometimes, you know, a small crowd out there. Well, Coach Kennedy would quietly pray, express thankfulness and gratitude to the Almighty, and that was it. No one complained. He was doing it for 8 years. No one complained. In fact, what got him in trouble is somebody wrote a note to Bellevue High saying what a great thing it was that he was doing this. And that's when the Bremerton School District went into, what do you mean he's praying on public property? What do you mean one of our coaches is expressing himself religiously? Anyway, they told him to stop. He did say he would stop doing the pregame locker room prayer, which pro teams do all the time. But he reserved his right after the game to go to midfield and, you know, express himself. And that's what caused this entire controversy, which resulted in a landmark lawsuit. A lawsuit that says that public school employees do have the right to express their religious feelings, their religious sentiments, and yes, they can pray. So when Steve joined us, I said, what's your reaction when you heard the Supreme Court come down in favor of Coach Joe Kennedy and his right to pray?
Well, I was ecstatic, but on one hand, I was ecstatic. On the other hand, I was thinking, how in the world does a case like this get to the Supreme Court? I mean, why doesn't somebody throw this case out on its ear already? And unfortunately, it did get to the Supreme Court. But fortunately, the Supreme Court ruled in the right way. But it's just a sad day to me to think that, you know, a guy can't go out and pray after the game. And if he wants players, I mean, if players want to join him, that's fine. He's not asking them to do that. But just to offer a simple prayer at the end of a game just seems ludicrous. But, you know, the court did rule the right way. And so our freedom of speech all that stuff,
freedom of conscience,
is still intact.
Absolutely, and the tradition, because it's become a tradition for players. You see it in NFL games, you see it in college games and high school games. Players from both teams, after a hard fought game, meet at midfield and they take a knee together, which I find very moving. When I see that happening. Did players do that in your days, Steve?
There were a few players that did that for sure. But it's more of an expression of their own faith, not an enticement to anybody else in the stands or on the team to join them. It's just a simple act of prayer. And I know that I was praying, thanking the Lord that I didn't get hurt that particular game. But, it really is, you know, it really strikes the freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And fortunately, those are still intact because of the Supreme Court ruling. But, you know, there's no doubt that things like this will continue to be brought before the court, and that's really the sad aspect of this particular case.
What I found sad about the case, Steve, is that it wasn't unanimous. It was 6-3.
Yeah, me too.
And the argument that was made by the dissenting justice, Sonia Sotomayor, was basically that if you're a teacher or you're a coach or faculty or staff member, a counselor, you cannot in any way utter or express any sentiment toward religion, toward your faith, which means that she was setting the table, if she had had her way, if her standard had held, to telling a Jewish teacher, you cannot wear a yarmulke on your head when you enter. If you're a Muslim teacher, you cannot wear a scarf. If you're a Christian, you cannot wear a necklace with a pendant of the Blessed Mother or a cross. And, of course, that kind of censorship, that kind of smothering of any sense of expression of individual religious expression is so, to me, brazenly un-American. And I'm glad these...
It is. Yeah. John, you're right. You're absolutely right. But the problem is the left is not going to give up. The left is going to continue to attack on all fronts about these things that we hold true to the Constitution and freedom of speech and everything else, freedom of religion. Those things are under attack, and it used to be that they were quietly or hidden in attack, but now it's a full frontal attack. And so we just have to be prepared and know that that's going to happen, and hopefully we can continue the fight and be successful.
Eternal vigilance, absolutely. Wanted to ask you, have you talked to Joe Kennedy since the decision?
No, I haven't talked to Joe since the case was put out. I talked to the attorneys that were representing him, and actually they just sent me a note and said, thanks for your help. Not that I did anything, but, and so I appreciated that. But I haven't talked to him face-to-face or even on the phone.
Well, I think what you did was very important, because when Joe was in hot water with the Bremerton School District, and it was clear this was going to become a big deal, you not only spoke up in favor of his rights, you spoke up in favor of him. You said, let me tell you about my life and why it's so important to have people like Coach Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, there were a couple of coaches in my life as I went through high school. My parents were divorced. My mom remarried. My stepfather was an alcoholic. All that stuff was happening in my life. And there were a couple of coaches that stepped up and kind of led me in the right direction. And, if I hadn't had them in my life, I don't know where my life would have gone. I could have completely gone off the rails. But they were men enough to step in and give me some guidance and some point me in the right direction. And, my life was changed because of it. And so I just knew what it was like to be a player under a Coach Joe and have his influence in a positive way in my life. And my life completely, it took a different course. One that I graduated from high school, I graduated from college, I played in the NFL. All those things became possible because of a couple of men that were coaches at the high school that I played at.
Steve, you said it so well, and you expressed just how profoundly important it is to have people like Coach Joe out there for our young people. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's Steve Largent joining me here on The Commute with Carlson. As for Coach Joe himself, we had some wonderful comments that he and his attorney made on yesterday afternoon's Ari Hoffman program. You can listen to the entire interview at KVI.com. That's at KVI.com. And Ari asked him the question I think a lot of people want to know, and that is, will you go back to Bremerton and go back to doing what you were doing so well?
Coach, I got to ask you, would you ever be interested in coaching at this school again, or are you moving on to other pastures?
Well, that's the only thing that I asked for from the very beginning, was be able to be a coach and be able to thank God afterwards. And I know there's going to be a whole bunch of logistics with it. I'm currently down in Florida, which, you know, that's an easy fix, and that's only a flight away. So, but, you know, figuring out where, when, how, and all those other things, we know why I would be back at coaching. It's just working out all the other details with the school, and I haven't heard anything from the school yet.
See, Coach, I just watch this kind of stuff, watch what happened to you, and then I see the celebrities at every award show. I'd like to thank God, and then I see the celebrities on the football field, and I see all this, and I'm just thinking, like, the absolute hypocrisy that you could do this in all these other areas of our entertainment, you can't do this in high school sports, and it's somebody's religious beliefs. For me, this was a no-brainer. Were you ever finding yourself second-guessing yourself with all this?
I did, especially at the very beginning, because, you know, everybody is weak in the flesh, and the only thing I wanted to do was just stay there with the football team. I did not want to give up everything I worked for, and being part of the team, that was my passion in life, was to coach these young men and make them become better young men. So yeah, I was second guessing, third guessing myself, especially because my kids were in the high school and my wife was a human resource director for the school district. So yeah, I thought long and hard about that, but I would have been the biggest hypocrite in the entire world if I would have given up at the beginning because it became tough or uncomfortable for me. Hey, pain is part of life, and you have to endure it. And that's what I would teach my guys. You never give up until there's nothing left. There's still time on the clock. You keep fighting.
Wow, that's Coach Kennedy. Good for him. Good for him. Good for America.